Stay tuned for more Jazz America with me, Russ Davis, right after the news on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. In Mali's capital, Bamako, the dead include French, Canadian, Chinese, and American citizens. Officials say two gunmen were also killed. Mariamo Diallo reports that two Al-Qaeda affiliates have claimed responsibility for Friday's attack.
Malian security officials say the gunmen were jihadists who entered Bamako's Radisson Blue Hotel at 7 a.m. in a car with diplomatic plates. They took scores of hotel guests and staff hostage. State-run TV ORTM on the scene showed live pictures of Malian and French security forces who had stormed the hotel, escorting some of the hostages out. Mali has been battling rebels linked to Al-Qaeda for several years. Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb and an affiliate, El Mourabitoun, jointly claimed responsibility for Friday's assault. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Washington.
Thousands of defiant Parisians marked the one-week anniversary of the terror attacks on Friday night, many laying wreaths, lighting candles, or just standing in silence at the city's Place de la République, which had become a central memorial to victims of the terror. Earlier, tens of thousands of Muslims lined up in heavy rain for Friday prayers at Paris's central mosque. Security was very tight. While many turned out to demonstrate, they said that Islam had nothing to do with terrorism. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for last Friday's coordinated terrorist attacks that killed 130, wounded more than 350. Meanwhile, the manhunt continues for at least one suspected terrorist who is on the run since the Paris attacks. This is VOA News. Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak today called on his fellow Southeast Asian leaders to unite in what he called moderation over extremism to combat jihadists. VOA Steve Herman reporting now from the ASEAN Summit in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia.
Opening the 27th ASEAN Summit, the host Najib Razak said he was altering his intended remarks in order to address the recent terrorist attacks by Muslim extremists in France, Mali, and elsewhere.
We must not lose sight of the fact that the ideology itself must be exposed as the lie that it is and vanquished, for it is not Islamic. It cannot be.
The Malaysian Prime Minister quoted the Quran to rebut the jihadists, telling his fellow Asian leaders,
moderation or wasatiyah is at the heart of Islam. It is a Quranic injunction that no Muslim can disobey.
Najib credits ASEAN, since its inception in 1967, is helping to keep the peace in what he calls a highly diverse region. For some years, however, the region has been seeing increasing support among its Muslim extremists for such groups as Al-Qaeda and the so-called Islamic State, according to regional security officials. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the ASEAN Summit in Kuala Lumpur.
Russia says it's carried out a massive bombing campaign against the Islamic State targets in Syria. Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu reported to President Vladimir Putin on Friday that Russian warplanes destroyed 15 oil facilities and more than 500 fuel trucks in the bombings this week in a bid to cripple the economic and financial foundations of the Islamic State militants. Syrian Observatory for Human Rights Monitoring Group told the French news agency that 36 people were killed and at least 50 airstrikes on various neighborhoods in the city and nearby oil fields. Pope Francis will arrive in Kenya on Wednesday to start his first official Africa visit. As in previous tours, he is expected to speak about an issue close to his heart, climate change. A recent World Bank report said more than 100 million people could be pushed into poverty by the year 2030 due to the impact of climate change, with sub-Saharan Africa and South Asia the hardest hit. Three new Ebola cases being confirmed now in Liberia, a setback for the country, which had been declared free of the disease. Liberia was declared Ebola-free on May the 9th, but new cases emerged in June, and the World Health Organization declared the country Ebola-free again on September the 3rd. Liberia is one of three West African countries hard hit by the Ebola outbreak that began in December of 2013. Recording more than 10,000 cases of the disease and more than 4,800 deaths.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
This is Russ Davis welcoming you to another hour of the best of jazz, past and present, and conversation with the music makers. Jazz America on VOA 1. And in this hour, two more conversations with two great guitarists. Last hour, Pat Metheny and John Scofield joined us for conversation, and we heard some of their latest work. And this hour, Mike Stern and Al Di Meola, two more of the reigning kings of modern jazz guitar, will join us for conversation, and we'll listen in on some of their finest work. Let's begin this hour, though, with the sound of the organ from one of the most versatile players of the instrument and one of the defining members of the jazz organ community in his generation. He's Joey DeFrancesco, the man from Philadelphia, and he's a multi-instrumentalist, not only an organ player, but a pianist, a keyboardist in general of acoustic and electric keyboards, also a trumpet player and a vocalist. And he employs all of those different hats on his new release called Trip Mode. We'll hear him playing the organ primarily on this song, The Title Cut. Joey DeFrancesco with Trip Mode, his latest, beginning this hour of VOA's Jazz America.
No place on earth that I'd rather be. Just show me some bright lights, big city for me. I'll visit the country, I'll sail on the sea. Just give me some bright lights, big cities for me. For me. Come on to the city, love, Lord, yeah, big cities for me. Won't live in the mountains where people roam free. Just show me some bright lights, big cities for me. Met him in the city, and that's where I'll be. Come on to the city, big city's for me.
Legendary vocalist Shirley Horn from 1967, with a pretty good guitar player joining with her on that one, Kenny Burrell, from her album Traveling Light, the song Big City. Well, it's time to talk to another of the great guitarists of his generation, one of the finest players around today, Mike Stern. We're going to hear from just two of his most recent projects, one with a big band from Scotland, the other in collaboration with a blues and rock guitarist, Eric Johnson from Austin, Texas. Backstage at Birdland in New York City, between sets of the Mike Stern Bill Evans Band, I had a chance to catch up with Mike Stern to talk to him about some of his recent projects. When you're playing with a big band, and I know you've done it a bit too, this latest thing I can think of is the Scottish National Jazz Orchestra. Man, when a big band and orchestra like that wants to play with an electric guitar player, it's a new day, my friend.
Yeah. No, I've been doing a lot with that.
Yeah.
Now, I did something with the Danish radio big band and recorded. They did a record, and we did a recording with the WDR in Germany too, and we're probably going to release that sometime down the road. That was with Tommy on that, Tom Kennedy, mm-hmm. and Dave Weckl, mm-hmm. and the WDR big band, which was great. But that was really special with Tommy Smith, who's an incredible musician, who didn't play on that recording. He's just the main cat he's the director of the band, and so of the Scottish big band, and they're heavy, you know. I mean, he's amazing, this cat. So I'm going to do, Bill's just done this with him, so I'm going to do some gigs with them over there in next year. So.
And who's the woman who wrote the song Stern Language for you? What was that?
It was on Carol Morgan's
record. Carol Morgan, that's it.
And she's a trumpet player.
Right.
Really good trumpet player, too. And this friend of mine that booked me in Texas a couple times, who's a really good guitar player, is actually on that record. He doesn't play a lot, but he wrote that tune for me, and then we did that on the record.
Talk to me about this Eric Johnson record, Mike. That was such a fun record.
Was really fun, and I usually don't do stuff. You know, I love doing stuff with tenor saxophone. I always work with tenor sax. Of course, playing with Bill Evans is a really special treat because he's such a bad guy. Yeah, with Eric, we just decided to hook this up. He was on one of my records called Big Neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him to play then, and we talked about it. It was the same kind of thing. You try to get together with somebody, and it takes a while, but the idea is kind of there. So finally the time was kind of right, and we did some gigs at the Blue Note in New York and at the Regatta Bar, which is a really small club. Eric brought his whole thing. But it worked in a jazz club. It was the size of this room, maybe even smaller. And no one was complaining. It worked sonically, everything. And then we did the record with Anton Figg, who was playing drums with us our first gigs, and Chris Marish, who's a great bass player from Austin. Used to play with the Austin Symphony, actually, and is a really good upright player, but he plays electric, of course, on that. And it was just really fun to play with Eric. He's more of a rocker, I'm more of a jazzer, you know, that's priority-wise, but we both spill over into the same thing. So there's a lot of kind of cool common denominator things that you can do. And especially with guitar, I think that's really more and more true, how eclectic, even if you have your focus in one place, you can... You know, there's a lot of eclectic possibilities with the guitar.
Go eat your food and do a second set. I'm sorry I took so much time.
No,
it's always fun to talk to you.
I appreciate
it. Thanks, Mike.
You know, Russ,
take care.
Thank you.
You
man.
Got it, brother.
And from the album American Adventure, Mike Stern is guest guitarist with the Scottish National Jazz Orchestra and the song Splatch, followed by a cut from Eclectic, the collaboration between Eric Johnson and Mike Stern. Here is that music on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Oh,
Just one of Mike Stern's many different projects in the last 12 months or so, the album Eclectic, his collaboration with Texas guitarist Eric Johnson. The song you just heard, titled Tidal, T-I-D-A-L, as in the tide of the ocean coming in. We're going to hear another of the greats of the current crop of great guitarists in jazz, Al Di Meola, coming up. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's Jazz America, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I've received, which reads as follows. Hello, Russ Davis. It's Joseph Munyao from Nairobi, Kenya, President Barack Obama's father's homeland. I'm happy to tell you that I enjoy listening to you every Saturday morning and on Sundays as well. Love the show, compositions with jazz masters as well as music composers. Much, much love as always. Thank you, Joseph Munyao. Joseph, thank you so much for that kind, kind message. And I've got some music I'll dedicate to you and all lovers of great composers and jazz musicians as you are. We're going to hear Duke Ellington's classic in a mellow tone. It's been recorded many times. And at the same time, we'll celebrate the birthday, the 111th birthday of one of the greats of all time, the saxophone giant, the Hawk. We're talking about Coleman Hawkins. He was born in 1904, just about the same time that jazz itself was born. And in this recording from 1960 in the album Nighthawk, he's joined by fellow saxophonist Eddie Lockjaw Davis, Tommy Flanagan on piano, and Ron Carter on the bass. Ladies and gentlemen, the Hawk, Coleman Hawkins, beginning this set of music on VOA's Jazz America. We'll be right back.
This is Jackie Terrison, and you're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on The Voice of America.
Here come old Flat Top. He come grooving up slowly. He got a juju eyeball. He one holy roller. He got held down to his knee. Got to be a joker. He just do what he needs. He got a toe-jane football. He got a monkey finger. He shoot Coca-Cola. He said, I'm loyal, you know me. One thing I can tell you is you got to be free. Come together right now. Hold me. Production. He got a waiver's gumbo. He got all those cyborg. He wants Pino Cracker. He got feet down below his knee. Hold you in his home chair. You can feel his disease. Come together right now.
Two songs back-to-back by some of the greatest writers of the 20th century, Duke Ellington, followed by John Lennon and Paul McCartney. That was Come Together, the Beatles' classic interpretation by Syl Johnson, the human beatbox and vocalist, and Jackie Terrison from his album Take This, his 2015 release. And that was quite an interesting composition to put next to a Duke Ellington song, wouldn't you say? Sometimes people ask me, well, how can you program Jazz America and play music from over 100 years of jazz in all the different styles? Well, you know how we do it? We just do it. Those two songs from different eras certainly sounded okay together, don't you think? Well, I hope you do. And I like to give you the variety of jazz. There's so much to give you. And sometimes a variety of styles comes from one artist. And that's the story of the great guitarist Al Di Meola, because he's played electric and acoustic guitar. He's played many different styles, everything from jazz fusion, blending rock and jazz, to Latin styles and straight-ahead swinging jazz. He can do it all. And recently, he has been giving us quite a bit with his acoustic band World Sinfonia, more of a world jazz and world music approach. But on Elysium, his latest work, he went back to electric guitar. And that was the topic of conversation I enjoyed with him when I caught up with him recently at the Montreal Jazz Festival in Quebec in Canada earlier in the summer of 2015.
With this latest release, Elysium, which is what I want to talk about, it's your follow-up to your Salute to the Beatles recorded at Abbey Road, which was acoustic,
right.
But the electroacoustic aspect of Elysium is so modern.
Yeah, I'm very proud of that record.
You know, it was originally supposed to be acoustic all the way. You know, because the electric was something I thought I'd hung up, you know, for reasons of, you know, I got that tinnitus issue with my ears.
Understood.
Like Pete Townsend has, a lot of musicians have. So, but I had the bug in me, you know, especially with the idea of doing the tour, Elegant Gypsy and More. It all tied in. I said, you know what, since the record's, you know, I got the idea for the record and the tour is about to happen, I got to bring back the Les Paul. So a friend of mine came over with his Les Paul and this amazing pedal board, and I played some of the new music that I was writing through this, and I go, holy Jesus, this feels like God. I love this. So I found a way to integrate some of the new music with the electric guitar while the acoustic guitar is playing out of the left channel. I've got the Les Paul playing out of the right channel.
That's beautiful.
You know, and all this counterpoint. And it really is where I'm at right now. You know, and it ties into what I'm doing with the tour as well.
Well, congratulations on Elysium. It's another beautiful work, and have a sound check and then a great show tonight here in Montreal.
See you later, man.
Right? You got it.
Okay, Bruce.
exhibiting that world jazz, world music style in his latest work, From Elysium. That is Aldi Meola and a piece entitled Tangier. Acoustic and electric guitar together in a beautiful way. Well, here's another great electric guitar player who was called upon by a great trumpeter for a special project, the album Miles in the Sky. Of course, we're talking about Miles Davis, the trumpeter, and the guitarist, George Benson. Here's Paraphernalia on Jazz America from VOA 1. In the sky, George Benson joining with Miles Davis for Paraphernalia. Hope you enjoyed that piece. To close out, a salute to four of the great guitarists in jazz today: Pat Metheny, John Scofield, Al Di Meola, and Mike Stern. On the next edition of Jazz America, we're going to hear from Nuke, that's the nickname, along with saxophone colossus of the legendary saxophone giant Sonny Rollins. He was part of the International Association for Jazz Education Conference in New York City in 2006. He gave the convention his thoughts, and we'll share those thoughts and his music with you on the next Jazz America. This is Russ Davis. Thanks for listening, and join me then, won't you?